Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Let's see. I think I would have consensual intercourse with Sandra Bullock.
Okay.
I think she's still got it going on even for an older person.
Oh, she's not older. She's the every woman. She's wonderful.
I mean, you know what I mean.
Love her.
She's old for me.
She is old for you, although she does weigh several hundred pounds less.
Back from maternity leave, here they are, Cliff and Kendall.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. The car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free and there are bad jokes and fat hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride. Well, we can laugh about everything, make it through anything, belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all their friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
He's
still
in the Navy.
Uh-oh.
Oh, let's get clean.
Kendall, we're keeping it clean.
I can't wait to clean it up around here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Kendall, hello.
Kendall.
Cliff and Kendall are
hello.
The hosts
hello.
Of this show. This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It's an internet talk show. I don't know how.
It still astounds me we're hosts of anything.
It astounds me. Near 350 shows
pounds.
In.
Oh, shows. Our numbers keep rising.
The numbers.
Our show numbers keep rising, and so does our weight.
And our weight, and the
why
number.
Should they ever stop?
The number of holes I have to punch in every belt. Keeps rising. Just keep that tally going.
Just remember, we had 1,000 episodes. We'll die of just obesity.
We'll be long dead before then, Kendall. I've come to realize that we will not make it to 1,000. Not because we'll stop, just because of
we
death.
We will die. Cliff, let's clean this show up. Already,
clean
we're too dirty
Kendall,
with our sadness.
This listeners are saying, "Hey, hey,
for listening to the show." Oh,
hey, hey, with the listeners. Listeners are saying,
"That's a way better
song." Hey. Hey, hey.
Hey,
hey.
Didn't you do this one 345 shows ago?
What?
What?
What we're doing, this is like a victory lap, everybody. We're coming back around.
We killed Clean Week the first time around.
And it's Clean Week again, 6 years later, okay?
Hey, we should be doing this annually, because Clean Week is an important thing to remember.
At this point, though, Kendall, we have so many annual shows. We have more than 52, and we would just have to start weeding them out. And first one to go is Clean Week.
It hurts. So. It hurts. We've been talking about Clean Week. We're an internet talk show.
Got it. Yeah, we're an internet talk show. We are. And
I was waiting for a big, long speech, but
we talk about things like
Clean Week.
And then we talk about things like Clean Week again.
Yeah, that's what we do. Cliff, did you know?
And then the occasional salute to whales.
Every week's a salute to whales around here.
Every week.
Cliff, did you know?
Yeah.
That I'm become a Hinduist.
He's a Hinduist, everyone.
In Hinduism, cleanliness is an important virtue, and all Hindus must have taken a bath before entering the temples.
Interesting.
In order to seek blessing, and they also must wash their feet before entering the temple. I want to get on this bandwagon. I want people to wash themselves regularly, every day.
Kendall wants you to treat him like a temple, is the point of that.
I didn't say wash me, I said wash yourself.
Yeah, before they come into you. Kendall, I think Roseanne Barr said it best when she said, "I'm not going to vacuum until Sears makes one you can ride on." And I agree with that sentiment, Roseanne. And as you can see, I did spin vacuuming on the chore wheel this week, and I have not vacuumed anywhere in the studio.
On it.
I know I haven't. Mr. Snodbottom, he was mad earlier. He was like, "Hey, you need to vacuum. There's a big pile of dust or crud over there." And Charles the contractor left. God only knows what it
Why
is.
Why are we cleaning after him?
Shouldn't the contractor vacuum?
Just
Isn't
saying.
Isn't that why we hired a contractor?
Just saying.
to vacuum.
What does he do?
Doesn't contract, so I don't know. But
it contracts diseases.
In
Islam.
Islam.
They say God loves those who turn to him constantly, and he loves those who keep themselves pure and clean. I agree with part of that. The cleanliness part. I can't turn to him constantly, Cliff. What if I got a fart?
Kendall, I've got a truth bomb.
Bomb me with some truth.
It's from our writers.
From our those sad sex?
They faxed it in when they faxed us all these tips today. They faxed you a bunch of stuff about Buddha.
Well, we're getting religious over on this side, but it's clean. Keep it clean.
They faxed me like some other Christians. Things. Yeah, we'll just both talk the whole time. And this says, hey, you ever been in the bathroom and you have one of those private toilet smells? If you ever have a private toilet smell, the writers, not the listeners are waiting. Thinking, I have had that. What can I do?
What can I do? Help me.
How do I fix this odor in the toilet? Well, the writers think that if you just strike a match,
gone. Matches help.
Like it's like magic.
I love more.
You believe in magic.
I just love some good incense.
When you light a match. Are you saying I should burn some incense in here because there's so many stinking things I haven't vacuumed up?
It's Charles. He smells so terrible.
It's a stench. It could be me. I do live above a fish hatchery, so I get a little of the fish smell.
Oh my god,
smell.
It does smell like fishy.
It's a little of the fish smell. Also, Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn was eating a foot-long tuna fish sub from Subway. She was eating fresh and eating fish.
$5 foot long.
Yeah.
Cliff, I got some tips for you to keep clean.
Oh.
Not the you, but the royal you.
The royal, all of everyone.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Take a shower. Be sure to take hot water.
These are truth bombs.
Cliff, don't act like people don't need to hear this. Don't act like people don't need to hear this.
This
is for you, Charles.
I was going to say, no longer is it a thinly veiled message to Charles. It's just a direct.
I'm sorry, because somebody has to say it, and I'm using this as a platform.
This is an intervention. And if
that's why I made that banner over there. Nobody looked at
it. Oh, intervention for Charles. He stinks too much.
Exactly. Somebody has to say it.
It's like Jimmy Stewart was the man who knew too much. Charles is the man who stinks too much.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he is. Charles, I don't know where he is. I haven't seen him today. I don't know if he caught sight of your banner yet. Fingers crossed.
He's probably at the truck stop.
Fingers.
You got any more truth bombs to hit me with?
Let me hit you with my best shot over here, Kendall. To keep your car windows ice and frost free. I know it's 10,000 degrees in the studio right now.
Don't talk about frost right now.
I do feel like we're doing this show live from the surface of Mars. But it will be winter eventually, everybody. After this long, hot, oily summer, will come a hot and oily winter. We like it hot.
We like it hot.
We like it hot. Frost.
Frost.
Let me tell you about Frost. Robert Frost, of course, was known to say. It was here. Hold on.
That's something stupid.
Okay, it is stupid.
What were you going to say?
That's stupid. Stupid is good enough for me.
It's time for getting a
stupid duck.
Stupid question. Oh, I'm so excited to get stupid
questions. I like stupid questions early in the show. I do, because stupid questions is traditionally, I feel like it's one of those late segments where you get real loose and everything gets free.
I like to loosen up early.
I'm happy to do it early. I wish we had done it 10 minutes ago, frankly. The first part of the show would have been so much better had we done this 10 minutes ago. But we're at least making it for lost time now.
All right, Clifton, the first stupid question I have for you.
Yeah. These better be good.
Oh, this
after
is,
I built this up for
this dinner. Is really good. I really think I know the answer to this, but
okay.
Do you believe people are inherently good?
Like all people?
Yeah. People as a the human race.
The human race.
Yeah, are they inherently good?
You know,
I gotta go with Anne Frank. Sure.
Really?
Sure. I would say people are better than they are bad. I think some of the bad ones just infect.
I think I just may be going through a rough time with Charles or whatever.
Kendall, you're at the end of your rope. You were last week too. You're at the end of your rope again. Charles is getting on a lot of our nerves because one thing is,
I just need summer to be over.
Let me tell you what's really bothering me. And you know it, but before you even say it, I'm going to say it. What's really bothering me is that for some reason at KBSH, they got Charles, they got him to agree to store their huge, big, like, crop dusting size lawnmower in the lobby of our studio. Just because our studio used to be a garden shed.
Yeah, why
do we
have to deal with that?
There's now a huge riding lawnmower, and it's covering up half that new rug. You know, I told him, I don't know where, maybe he's over at the main KBSH telling them about it. I told him, I was yelling and yelling and yelling, and the gist of that was to for him to go and get that out of the lobby.
Where's Austin?
Get it out of here.
Uh-huh.
Austin, could you get some butternut rye crispies? I think we both need.
Okay.
We're going to need a few more.
Okay.
Can you get them?
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Cliff.
Let's turn to a more happy subject.
Let's turn it to a happy page. Get happy.
Let's turn it down a bit. Cliff, what is your favorite pizza topic?
Oh, my favorite pizza topic.
Now, this is a topic I thought you might enjoy.
What I would really love to do is to go on a newlyweds type show with me and Jeremy from the Domino's. And if they asked him what my favorite pizza topping was, he would write on the board, he would write that I always get a thin crust, which is the crust enough topping, and with pineapple and onions.
Yes.
Always!
I don't know if I would like that.
It's so good, Kendall. I've eaten 40,000. I still have most of the calories with me 40, today.
40,000 calories can't be wrong.
I'm still wearing them. If you like what you see, then you'll...
Luckily, you can't see it. What is the worst thing that has happened to you during the past week?
In the past week? Well,
this does include 10 minutes ago.
I think maybe the worst thing was when they opened up the door and they somehow jimmied that lawnmower into the lobby.
I don't even know how they fit at this fucking door.
It was a bit peeving.
All right, Cliff, and I got one final question for you.
These have loosened me all the way up.
See, that's what stupid questions are for.
And that's what she said.
So, I've asked you what your favorite movie was.
All right.
What's your worst movie you've ever seen?
The worst movie I've ever seen.
This is a tough question.
I'm trying to think. There are a few movies that I've gone to the theater and really toyed with walking out and leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And have you ever walked out of anything in the middle?
Because
you're like, this sucks so much, I don't want to see the rest of it.
I think I did once.
Couple that I really wanted to walk out on. What was that one that Shia LaBeouf made?
The new one that was...
This was a few years ago.
Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal
Skull? No, I think it was before that. It was Eagle Eye.
Oh, I know.
Was just awful. And halfway through, I thought, there's just no saving this. That was terrible. I also hated Gangs of New York. I hated Liar Liar with Jim Carrey.
Did you really?
Yep. I hated Beavis and Butthead Do America. When I went to see that, I wanted to walk out and leave it.
All right. Well, you know what? I wanted to say one thing.
One thing.
Our listeners, I hope that you don't walk out halfway through because it's time to take a break. I gotta take a break.
They already walked out, Kendall. Too late.
We'll be right back after this.
Cliff and Kendall will be right back when they're full.
We had just moved in. I wasn't expecting my new neighbors. Thank goodness I already cleaned with Pine-Sol. Pine-Sol liquid cleans, disinfects, deodorizes. You can't miss Pine-Sol clean.
The house smells so fresh.
So clean you could eat off the floor.
Look, they are.
I'll always use Pine-Sol.
Pine-Sol, because you care about clean.
You're listening to the fattest hosts around. Let's get back to Cliff and Kendall.
We're talking about cleanliness this week.
Cleanliness is next to Cliff and Kendalliness.
Yes, and this week is National Clean Week.
I say, get clean, America.
Get clean. Get out your dust mops and get things clean. Clean up America.
Clean up America. Now, Kendall, do you have any cleaning tips for all the bitches out there?
Oh, man. I have so many. I mean, I could make a whole show on cleaning tips, so I don't know how far I should go into it. I will tell you that Windex cleans everything. But you better clean that up, or I'm going to be really pissed at you.
Welcome back, welcome back.
Hey, everybody, we are back.
Austin just dropped a whole tray of Butternut Rye Krispies all on this big pile of dust that I didn't vacuum up.
And I just can't eat them, Cliff.
I wanted to eat them.
This is plain wake, for God's sakes. I can't do it.
Austin, huh? Who was it that left that big pile of doilies there?
Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn.
Oh, it was Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn. Oop. Well, I don't know where she
came from. Yeah, I did not leave them there, dear. I had them sitting there to remind you to clean up this dust, dear.
Oh.
Oh, it's just that. See, that's listen to that, Cliff.
That's a good reminder. If you see a box of doilies, dust.
Okay, dear, you know, maybe I did leave them there. I'm an old lady here. I can't remember everything.
Do you know how many boxes of things I've left? So many places.
I left my soul behind so many times.
Kendall left his soul in the pits of hell. And it's just stayed there, and it's infected his life.
But, dear, I do apologize for leaving them there. But
it's okay. It's just Austin. He twisted his ankle or something, and he dropped all our Butternut Rye Krispies, but Austin just washed him off.
Well, the show is more lucid without the Butternut Rye Krispies, dear.
You know, lucidity is not what people really tune in for on our show.
That is the truth, dear. That is the God-honest truth.
Dear Mrs. Butternut Rye Krispies. Dear, now, come, leave the boys alone. And I know it's very warm in the studio, and when it gets this hot, we forget what we're doing. And
dear,
move this box of doilies, dear. I'm afraid.
I'm just sad that no one asked me to be the co-host, dear, on the Clean Week episode.
I told Kendall, I said, let's bring her in. Let's have her hear the whole show.
That is not true.
Stem to stern, soup to nuts. Let's have Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn in here. And, you know, it just went through this horrible, like, red tape bureaucracy. And somehow when it came back, it was a no.
Dear, this is your fault, isn't it?
I was fucking pissed.
Dear, of course, I would love to have you on the show anytime, dear.
Let's take this outside, dear, right now, dear. I'm telling you right now.
Austin, please get the Xanax.
Okay.
Whoa.
Oh, please, somebody get the Xanax.
I think it's just hot in here. Everyone's losing their
mind. The heat. It's this, what kind? It's like this late rye summer.
I'm going to make up a word, lapid. It's a lapid heat.
Okay.
My fat. It's lapid. It's just laps over.
It's the sound that it makes. Lapid.
Blah, 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 blah.
And it's a crying shame, Kendall. But what I would like to do right now, I would like to just change gears. Think, if you will, of remember when that guy, was it the bald guy? Was it Ben on Lost who went down into the thing and they just turned the wheel until the island like popped up somewhere else? What happened? Do you remember that?
It, like, traveled through time or something,
It was
right?
Ben, right?
Ben, yeah, Ben Linus.
So imagine, if you will, that you're Ben turning a big thing. You turn that big wheel, and we're just going to change gears here. We're just popping the island up on another side of the planet, and we're turning from sad, weird, strange show that you wish you'd never downloaded into a happy show. It's time to get happy, everybody.
Come on, get happy.
Forget your troubles. Come on, get happy.
Aren't you so happy, Cliff?
Forget your troubles. Come on, get happy.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba. You know, I think everybody needs to stop and be happy a little bit.
Hey, listeners, I know sometimes you just have the show in the background and you're not listening, but hey, over here. Stop and get happy.
Get happy.
What a tip.
Just stop.
What a tip from our writers.
That wasn't really a tip. That was me just saying that.
But Kendall,
I haven't got to the tips yet, Cliff. That was just something I was trying to convey to the listeners.
That is on par with strike a match to rid your toilet of odors.
Exactly.
It is groundbreaking, earth-shattering things that needed to be recorded and transmitted to the listeners.
Kendall,
one thing that we've never expressed before, speaking of expressions, this is something that we've never, ever given as a tip for anything. Not once, not on any show. Go back through them all with a fine-tooth comb. You won't find it. Kendall, if you really want to get happy, if you really want to release endorphins, if you want to cut your stress, if you want to boost your own morale, why don't you just exercise? Why don't you just do it?
Well, that's the funniest thing you've ever said on this show.
Why don't you just do it?
If I wanted to exercise, I would have started a long time ago. I have every reason to do it.
If I wanted to exercise, wouldn't I be on an elliptical machine
Wouldn't
right
I be on
now?
Some, like, reality show about losing weight?
Instead of being on The Biggest Loser, that's just what people just scream when they point at us.
We're going to change the name. Cliff and Kendall, The Biggest Loser.
Now, this is something I can get behind here, Kendall. Not to cut you off before you have a chance to give a tip, but I've got one more.
Why would I give a tip?
Hey, he doesn't give a tip, and the listeners don't give a flip. How about if you're burning up and you're 10,000 degrees and you feel your happiness levels plummeting?
I feel it.
Take a cold shower.
I love cold shower.
Take a cold shower.
Take an ice bath. I love cold.
Oh, it relieves depression. It keeps skin and hair healthy. It just increases your energy and well-being. It's a gift from God.
I've heard it's bad for your pores.
It's good.
It is?
I'm saying it's good.
Okay, good. You're already here first.
I'm coming down on the good side. Now, come on.
Don't on anger.
No, anger.
Anger. But you know, when you're angry, it's good to let it out. It's good to vent and tell somebody, as I have often done to you.
Let it all out.
It's good. It's cathartic, and you feel better.
I am screaming about. Come on.
Get happy.
All right, listeners.
Let it out.
This one's going to be hard.
Uh-oh.
This one is going to be hard.
That's what she said.
All right, if you're feeling upset, if you're not feeling happy, come on, get happy. You got to turn this one thing off. It's the thing that we never, ever turn off. It's the TV.
Wait.
Turn that mother off. You're used to turning that mother out. You got to turn this mother off. It's the TV. Rather than watching TV, why not use your time in a different way? Read, walk, meet a friend. Come on.
Get happy.
Use your time to connect to others, not to those 10,000 episodes of Murder, She Wrote that are all on Netflix. They're all on Netflix, everybody. I'm in season 3.
Cliff, all this fiction you're talking about confused me.
Come on, get happy.
Cliff, I'll say one more thing about happiness.
One more thing about happiness, all right.
Realize that sometimes things are going to be annoying, like exercise or reading a book or doing something new that you're just a lazy asshole and you're tired. Sometimes it's annoying, but get out there and push yourself to try something new. Or do something that'll make your life a little better, and then you'll enjoy it, and you'll love it after you do.
I think that's a great... It is a really good perspective to take.
I can only learn that.
Sometimes, it's what listeners... If anybody's listened to more than, like, 2 episodes of this show, probably they haven't. But if they have, it's an awfully big if.
If you're the lucky second person.
If. Then that's something that they've come to realize themselves, that sometimes things are going to be terrible. Some shows are going to be bad.
That makes the good ones even better.
Sometimes you go back and do a sequel to a show from 7 years ago and it's not going to turn out too well. But hey, there's going to be a great one next week. I feel it in my bones.
I feel that every week, Cliff.
I feel, don't we? I read something and I think it's a quote that writers have already sent me for next week. But like middle age is when you just feel like you're a couple weeks from feeling great.
I'm so close.
That is how you isn't. Don't you feel that? Like I feel like I could feel great in a few weeks. But I don't.
I've felt that my entire life.
Yeah.
But I have been 34 for 20 years.
You have. Well, you've been 40 for 20 years. Let's.
Well, let's just hit not, the button on the head.
Let's hit the button on the head. That's what you do. Hit buttons on the head. And Kendall, that makes me happy. It makes
me
happy.
I'm happy too.
I'm happy. But that's the end of our happiness segment.
All right, I'll get back to being miserable now.
Our listeners have just, they're, you know, it's like a video game thing where you're just, your happiness quotient is, blah, 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 it goes up, it's filled, and they're replenished with happiness. And so what I want to, there's facts coming in over here. All right, let's see what this says. Oh, it says, dear guys, I have joined the circus as a roustabout. I will be back, but I don't know when. Is this a joke?
Who is this?
This is Son Hugs and Kisses Charles the Contractor.
Oh, no.
He joined Mr. Schnudbaum. This says he's in the circus.
Was he picking up elephant?
Mrs. Potter, you gotta get to him.
This can't be true.
He's having a stroke.
This can't be true.
Oh, there's a P.S. down here. It says, don't eat the egg salad in the refrigerator. It's not egg salad.
I've already eaten it! Are you talking to me, Cliff?
I'm talking to you, but our contractor has run away and joined the circus. Hey!
You talking to me? Hey, are you talking to me?
Hey, Kendall, are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me, Cliff? Oh, yeah, you're talking to me, all right.
Are you belching at me?
Oh, that smells, Cliff. You are you smell. Talking to me?
Come on in. What, Lynn? Lenny?
Yeah, Lenny.
That you?
Larry? Lenny.
It's Lenny.
Oh, I'm sorry. Lenny.
Lenny. Lenny, what are you spraying for?
Earwigs today. Oh. No, ooh. Today are earwigs.
Earwigs?
Yeah, you know, they're little bugs that, you know, crawl in your ear and then burrow deeper and deeper. And
oh, it's like our listeners. They're crawling into our ears?
We're
crawling into theirs.
We're crawling into their ears, idiot.
He's here to kill us.
He's here. No, Dolores would be here to kill us.
Oh, yeah. She's probably going to hit that. Dolores.
Well, Lenny, while you're spraying for earwigs, we're playing Are You Talking to Me? You want to play with us?
You know how much you love playing the show. Are
you talking to me?
That we should tell them what this Kendall, segment is all about.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you.
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
All right. Well, Lenny, all Are You Talking to Me is this famous movie quotes. We shout a famous movie quote at you. You tell us the famous movie. You get a point.
Okay.
All right, Kendall. Are you talking to me?
I got my dinger here.
All right. All right,
here we go.
Lenny, are you ready?
I am game.
All right, life is a banquet, and most poor suckers are starving to death. Tell me the famous movie that comes from.
Don't worry, I don't know it either.
Kendall's gotten like 5 things right over the past 360 or 70 or however many shows.
Do I get a hint?
Your hint is this comes from a famous film, classic cinema. No, if you don't know, that's from Auntie Mame.
Auntie Mame.
How many times have you seen Auntie Mame, Lenny?
Once.
Only once. And you don't remember that famous line?
No.
All right, well, I got one for you.
I think there's some earwigs over there.
I got one for you, Lenny. Come on, death for running a stop sign and for being a banker. That's the double death.
Kendall made that up.
No, I
never heard that.
I didn't. It's an amazing, crazy movie.
That's a movie no one has seen.
Yeah.
It's nothing but trouble.
Nothing but trouble.
Have you ever seen that, Lenny?
Yes.
See, I knew Lenny.
How many times have you seen that one, Lenny?
Once.
Lenny,
I saw it millions of times when I was a kid before I knew how terrible it was.
I love my dead gay son.
Oh, that's Heathers, right?
Heathers!
We got one.
Uh-oh.
I didn't know it either.
When I die, Kendall will say, I love my dead gay co-host.
All right, here's another one. How are you supposed to know? Fucking men like you built the hydrogen bomb. Men like you thought it up. You think you're so creative, you don't know what it's like to really create something, to create a life, to feel it growing inside of you. All you know how to create is death.
War Games.
No, Lenny. Oh. That was Sarah Connor from Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
All right.
Oh, poop.
Have you seen that one, Lenny?
So.
No.
Never saw it. It has this big metal guy, and he runs, and he's like clawing after like vinyl linoleum.
Sounds great.
It is. My God, I haven't been f***ed like that since grade school.
Excuse me?
Oh! Uh-oh.
Lenny said that.
Kendall, don't imply that people were molested in grade school. It's not in good taste.
Oh, I don't appreciate such things.
Even an exterminator, okay? Don't.
I wasn't insinuating anything.
What
I'll
movie?
I'll be back next week for Kendall to exterminate.
You know, it's no wonder Dolores and he both hate you. All right.
Great. More people to hate.
Kendall, do you know?
No, I have no idea.
Like that since grade school. Do you know it?
Mm-mm.
Fight Club.
Oh, I think I've seen half of Fight Club.
That was the second rule of Fight Club. Have you seen it, Lenny?
Yeah, but that was not a rule.
That was the second rule of Fight Club. All right, Kendall, what's your next? Are you talking?
Are you talking to me?
You're not perfect, sport, and let me save you the suspense. This girl you've met, she's not perfect either. But that question is whether or not you're perfect for each other.
These are terrible quotes, guys.
That was a terrible... Listen, mine have been grade A. But
this is grade A.
I don't know.
This is grade A over here.
I've never heard these ones that Kendall is spouting.
All right, we'll see.
What is this
movie?
Why
don't you say it again?
You're not perfect, sport, and let me save you the suspense. This girl you've met, she's not perfect either. But the question is whether or not you're perfect for each other. It's my acting ability that's not as great as the quote.
Well, listen, both are terrible.
Terms of endearment.
No, that was Goodwill Hunting.
Goodwill Hunting. No, Goodwill Hunting is, hey, have a look at these apples, and it's not your fault. All right, the next. This is my last. Are you talking to me, Linnea, over here? You idiots. These are not them. You've captured their stunt doubles.
Now that one I know.
All right.
Is that Spaceballs?
That's Spaceballs.
You idiot, you've captured their stunt doubles.
Right.
That is Spaceballs.
Are we done?
Kendall, I think he's done spraying. Do you have anything left, Kendall?
That's all my... I'm no longer talking to you, Lenny. All
right, Lenny...
That's how we end our segment. I wasn't saying that personally to you.
That's just how we end
this
segment. Too late. Kendall, I'm no longer talking to you either. All right, bye, Lenny.
Bye, Lenny. Thank you.
Bye.
Peace.
I'm so glad he's here. It's been a problem in the studio. All these...
Earwigs. There's been earwigs,
but they're all
coming out of my nose.
There's like bugs everywhere, all the time here. This is Busheltown.
It's Busheltown.
I feel like there's a fly hovering around me all day long, every day.
This is Busheltown, baby.
Maybe I just smell.
You feel like Big Pen. You look like Free Willy. And that's so sad.
It doesn't get much sadder than that.
It doesn't get much sadder.
You know,
Charles has run away and joined the circus. Yeah.
Oh, well, nothing is happier than that. But I heard something this week I wanted to share with you and the listeners.
All right.
Before we get too sad here.
All right.
They were saying, you know, if you just treated like exercising like a job, you know,
I would be fired.
Well, no.
Immediately.
But no. Think about it this way.
Think about it like that.
You know how, like, work, you really hate it sometimes, but you have to push yourself to get out of bed to go do it. Just treat it like a work, like a job. You're like, well, I can't not get out of bed no matter how much I hate it, and we might lose some weight.
We might.
No.
Just wanted to share that with you.
No.
We have given people so many great things to think about.
No.
The problem is we both gave them at the same time, and we just talked over each other, and so all listeners heard with.
You're gonna have to listen back a couple times.
You're gonna have to listen to this one a few times. This is like a Faulkner novel. This episode.
It's an Inception movie.
It's dense, and that's sad, and we're fat, and this has been Clean Week Part 2.
Yeah, if you want to listen to us more, which I don't know why you wouldn't.
I don't know why you wouldn't want to binge listen to the show.
Go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall. Email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com or give us a call on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT.
Please do. You can binge listen to the show online. You can just listen to all the episodes you ever wanted to hear. And Kendall, I've got to tell you this. My second favorite household chore is ironing. My first being hitting my head on the top bunk bed until I faint. And that was said by Irma Bombeck. And she dropped a truth Bombeck when she said that.
If I had a bunk bed.
If I had a bunk bed.
Cliff, cleanliness becomes more important when godliness is unlikely.
Oh.
And that's PJ O'Rourke.
Damn. I wish I was your lover. All right. Don't cook. Don't clean. No man will ever make love to a woman because she waxed the linoleum. My God, the floor is immaculate. Lie down, you hot bitch. And that was said. That was said by, oh God, love her. Our hearts, she will be in forever. Joan Rivers.
Oh, don't say it.
Oh, we love her. We love her.
You can't go any further on that subject.
No, we love her. God bless you, Joan. We love you.
Well, I want to leave it on that, Cliff. I don't even want to say another quote. That was too good. I love Joan Rivers. Thank you all for listening.
And good night.
Thanks for listening to the show. We'll see you here next time on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
God bless you, Joan. We love you.
First wives, we were never told what counts. We were never told that men care about looks. We were told men care that you keep the house clean, which is junk. Am I right? Housework is stupid. You make the bed, you do the dishes. 6 months later, you got to start all over again. It's stupid. Second wives don't carry on. They don't dust. Once a month, they go, pfft. I mean, it's a whole lot of
God bless you, John. God bless you, John.
God bless you, John.
God bless you, John.
God bless you, John.